Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We want to finish up the last segment. Karen of Whitewater called in about the website of Larry Elder. There's one aspect of that website I didn't discuss, but it feeds into what we're going to be talking about now, and it's a very disturbing part of it. Very disturbing part of it. On the website of Larry Elder, and this is a pure Trump move, at the very end when he goes, the election was rigged, and he put this out even before the election, we're going to go to court. He said, there are three boxes to a democracy. This is Larry Elder, Trump. The ballot box, the jury box, and the ammo box. That is a threat of murder. That is a threat of violence. That's what he says. You go on his website, the ballot box, the jury box, or the ammo box. And this is a hack, a political hack, Larry Elder, talk radio host, who kicked this election away by saying stupid things about vaccines and Trump. And now he's talking about the ammo box. That's what fueled the January 6th insurrection. Started with Trump when he advocated the assassination of Hillary Clinton when he ran against her, saying that the Second Amendment people should take care of her. Then he lied and said he was talking that they should vote against her. Secret Service chickened out. They didn't arrest him. If you said that right now about any president or presidential candidate, you would be in jail. Said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. He nibbles around the edge of violence. The Republican Party nibbles around the edge of violence. And now you have Larry Elder, a hack, running to recall a guy who was elected, saying that there are three boxes of our democracy, the ballot box, the jury box, and the ammo box. Now, if you think that this is just funny, I mean, you think that this doesn't come to fruition, let me tell you a story about a man in El Paso, Texas, just arrested. His name is Joseph Alvarez. He shot and killed Georgette Kaufman, shot her husband, David, for supporting Joe Biden. He didn't know them. They had a Biden flag on their house. They had an LGBTQ flag on their house. He goes to their house. They open the door. He murders Georgette Kaufman and tried to murder Daniel, her husband, shot him five times, once in the head. He survived, but he said, I can't bring my wife back. This is for supporting Joe Biden. This is for supporting Joe Biden in Texas. These words, ammo box, Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary, her bodyguard should be disarmed. They're pretty careful about what they say about Joe Biden, because when you say it about an incumbent president, in this climate, you will be shackled and carried to prison the minute you say it. Even Trump knows that. But he likes to nibble around the edges. And that's why you have a guy in a swastika truck in front of the Democratic National Committee with machetes saying he's on patrol. Talked about that earlier in one of the last segments. If Republicans and independents are out there listening, I know you are, at some point, this isn't funny, because this goes both ways. Remember, Steve Scalise, the number two in the Republican leadership, was almost killed during a baseball game in Washington, D.C. years ago when some nut came up to try to shoot Republican congressman. He was stopped by the police, but if he had succeeded, he would have killed a lot of people. You can't have violence. The last time we had this was during the Civil War. 1860, Abraham Lincoln is elected. The South Carolina then fires on Fort Sumter, a federal fort, takes it over. Civil War starts. Congressman from South Carolina, this is back in the 1860s, from 59-60 time period. South Carolina didn't like a speech a liberal senator, Charles Sumner from Massachusetts, gave. Walks in the Senate chamber with a cane with a lead head and almost beat him to death because he was trapped in a seat and couldn't even raise his arms. That's violence in politics. We got rid of that for, what, 160 years, 155 years till Donald Trump. So when you see the news about a guy, an El Paso guy, walks up to a house with a Biden and an LGBTQ flag, they open the door and he shoots the woman, Georgette Kaufman, and shoots her husband, Daniel, five times, once in the head, and he survives, can't bring back his wife. That didn't happen by accident. That happened because of Donald Trump. That happened because of the Republican Party. That has got to stop. It happens in more extreme cases in Asia and Africa. Report just coming out now. Reports coming out now. The Taliban are killing civilians in the resistance stronghold in the Panjshir region. There's a guy, an old guy named Abdul, Sunni Muslim, just like they are. He had a shop. Everybody said, well, you should leave. The Taliban are coming. He goes, well, I'm an Afghan. They're Afghans. I'm a poor shop owner. They kidnapped him and killed him, and there are signs of torture on his body. The Taliban are Nazis. You've got to understand this. You've got to understand something about that's basically sadism on the hoof. Jihad on the hoof is sadism on the hoof. We don't use the word Nazi lightly. And here's the thing. It's a very discriminatory thing the way we use it. We use it to describe people in developed societies. We'd used it for people in the Nazi Party in Germany in the 30s and 40s because Germany had produced Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Hegel, Kant, Nietzsche, Gauss, Riemann, quantum mechanics. It was unthinkable that they could resort to sadism. Unthinkable. I don't care how far to the left you are, you implicitly expect it of people who are not developed, and you do not call them Nazis. You say, we have to learn more of their culture. Maybe bring some of them in here and try to persuade them. You're out of your mind. Taliban are Nazis. They're lying. They're going around killing civilians. They lie through their teeth. They say, we're not going to do this. Now the UN has put aside money. There's a humanitarian crisis. A lot of people aren't going to eat. You can't let people simply starve. But you send it to them, to the Nazi regime. They will steal it, murder people anyway, eat it themselves, and sell it. You can bomb the Taliban, but hey, we did that in 2001. We're there 20 years. You cannot save a people from their own culture. So our imperative as humanitarians is to provide food and humanitarian relief as best we can. But I think that it's time to understand that you cannot save a people from their own disease culture. And theirs is a culture of violence and sadism, and theirs is a culture of the Taliban going around and just killing people. Going into the public square and say, turn over all your unmarried daughters older than 12 to be wives of our soldiers. Under their law, you can be married for an hour or for 2 hours, and they call it marriage. That's when jihadists went through Africa, went to the boarding schools, kidnapped girls. These were Christian boarding schools, raped them, said they married them. And that's just what happened. There's a jailbreak in Nigeria the other day. Jihadists went in and shot the guards, released hundreds of prisoners who are going to fan out and continue this. The West has got to come to terms with this in a lot more robust way than we have. We're going to go to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio after the break.